welcome to Andres' Late Night Delights. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I'm here joined by Dan and Craig.
What's up?
Hello.
So excited to have you guys here. And I don't know, I just have kind of like a pretty eclectic mix of music right here. And we're going to get started with a little J-core song. Are you familiar with the genre, Dan?
Wait, what?
J-core. Yeah, Japanese hardcore. Happy hardcore.
Oh, yeah. I've never heard anyone call it J-core.
So, yeah, I'm busting this out from the Bandcamp, the old Bandcamp. So, yeah, it's called Polyrhythm by Tanuki.
Let's hear it.
This will be fun.
Let's hear it. I'm excited.
Yes, sir. All right, let's get into it.
We'll be right back.
All right, so that was Polyrhythm by Tanuki. I forgot how hard that song went.
Like, this is what the world needs right now.
It really does. Like, I think J-Core is kind of underrated as a genre.
It's great.
Like, it reminds me of, like, Dance Dance Revolution music. Like, that's what I think of when I hear fucking...
You can't swear on here.
I mean, you swore on your show.
You're so gaslighting me right now. I didn't do that.
You're crazy. That's kind of a big word, Dan. Do you even know what that means?
Yeah, you're really good at this gaslight rush, huh? You gotta...
Yeah, that's why I'm a psych major, so I can manipulate people better. I haven't even declared it yet, but whatever. All right, up next, continuing with the Japanese theme, we're getting into some Yellow Magic Orchestra.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah,
we're gonna listen to Raideen.
What a...
This is crazy. Like, they're like pioneers of like electronic music.
They invented that. Did you hear, like, they started this as like a joke?
Did they really?
Yeah, they started it to like make fun of like the first YMO album. They made it to like make fun of like how Americans viewed like quote unquote Oriental music. Oh my goodness. they took like the sounds that like Americans were like make like they like Americans were making these like really bad albums to like emulate like the East Asian music, so they took those sounds and like made them electronic, and that's the first YMO album. It was like an intentional effort to do that, and then from that they just started like the best electronic group of all time, and that's crazy.
That's actually wild.
Wait, what year is this?
I think this is 1979, if I'm not mistaken. Nice. Yeah, wait, no. Yeah, 1979, Solid State Survivor.
Damn, that's so wild. Like early electronic.
Dude, yeah.
Yeah.
And like, honestly, I think this song like really like still holds up today. It's like wild.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah. So we're going to get into it and you'll see for yourself.
I'm excited. Like,
it's going to be wild. Let's get into it.
Thank you.
All right, so that was Ride Deep by Yellow Magic Orchestra. Absolute banger.
Amazing.
Timeless.
Classic.
And up next, we have a song that I've kind of been, like, itching to listen to, but there's, like, no real reason why. This is a Boys by Brockhampton. Not even, like, the best song on Saturation or anything. I just, like, really wanted to listen to it for some reason. So we're going to get into it.
Let's hear classic. The Brockhampton.
Yeah. You know, as the the self-proclaimed biggest Brockhampton fan on campus.
Do you call yourself the biggest Brockhampton fan?
I'd be surprised if there was like a bigger Brockhampton loser than me. At least on Tufts campus.
I believe that, yeah.
Like, who else is walking around with like 75 Brockhampton leaks on their phone?
That's
like,
true. No, I think I'm probably the biggest Death Grips fan on campus.
Oh, okay, well,
that's a bold claim.
That is a
Tufts University. I respect that though. I don't know. I respect it.
Tufts does have a lot of that archetype. I don't know. Cardi, maybe. I don't know if Cardi, I can claim that.
I feel like that's possible.
Maybe. I mean, I didn't even see him live. So
You should have gone. You should have gone. It was so sick.
Yeah. He'll tour again, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And that was, like, before Whole Lotta Red actually, like, clicked for me. So, it clicked over break.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you see that post he made with, like, Kanye asking him to tour?
Yeah. That's so... oh, my God, if that happened.
Please.
That'd be so sick. And then just send a picture of himself back.
When was the last, like, major Kanye tour?
That's a good question.
I mean, if you count the Donda... But I guess major. Yeah. No, it doesn't count.
Yeah. That, yeah. I don't know.
Probably. What's the last album?
Life of Pop.
He didn't. Did he tour for Jesus?
Jesus, I don't think he toured. He had like the.
I don't think so.
I think Pablo.
Yeah.
Was it?
Concert tours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably. Crazy. That
or didn't he have like that? Or maybe that's a festival form. It's like of him and Cuddy performing.
Oh, wasn't that a Camp Flogna?
Okay. Oh yeah.
No, the thing where he like performed like the box or whatever.
Yeah.
There was like Camp Flogna a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Looks like his last like big tour was the St. Pablo tour.
Yeah.
That's wild.
It's crazy that someone as like prominent as him hasn't toured in like 6 years.
I mean.
That's crazy. I mean, he's at a point where obviously he doesn't need to, but yeah.
I hope he doesn't. I mean, I know he's going to do the stadium performances, but like I feel like that's so much worse. Like than like.
Compared
the Royale.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess. Because I haven't seen any really big artists live yet.
Yeah.
So, but like Peggy with the like when you're right there with
Yeah.
It's so intimate. It's great.
Stadium. Yeah. It like really doesn't compare if you see it in the stadium. Like I guess like Radiohead, they were good because it kind of just works. You don't need to really be up close. But like everyone else, it's just like.
Yeah, it's a different one. It's just like one person.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. And he doesn't sing. I don't. Tyler does this too that I don't like. He doesn't actually sing. He voices over it, you know?
What do you mean?
So, like, the music, the entire song is playing on the speakers.
Oh,
and,
okay.
like, lyrics included.
Oh, like the backing track or whatever.
And then so he doesn't have to sing for you to hear the lyrics.
Yeah.
And he'll just sing, like
10% a couple words,
of it.
Yeah. There's a lot of rappers that's and stuff do that.
That's Cardi's whole thing.
Yeah.
He just, like, screams just, like, the ad-libs.
Cardi like, somehow pulls it off.
He's just like, yeah! It was still hype though. Yeah. The energy was off the wall.
Government name, yo, using the government name.
Oh my god. Don't remind me.
I would love to see Cardi live, but like so many of that type of person would be there.
There were
like,
there were a lot of goons there. Like,
yeah. But Cardi and Ye would be.
That would be nuts.
Yeah.
I would pay, like, almost anything.
Yeah. I agree.
Go to the moon.
Go to the moon.
Caddy! Just like... This person shut down the freeway. What were you going to say?
Is that their first collab?
I think, yeah.
That's wild.
Wow. I like that they're, like, best friends now, though.
Yeah, that's good. You see, like, in the build-up to Whole Lotta Red, Kanye was showing Cardi, like, the 70s Nosferatu movie and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
It's great.
Wait, Cardi is supposed to eat or Kanye?
the Bacardi was posting like him watching like Werner Herzog's Nosferatu because Kanye was showing it to
him. So random. Just the idea of imagining Cardi and Kanye like somewhere.
What do they talk about?
Yeah, I want to see one of their convos.
Damn, that vampire dude is crazy.
We should steal his swag.
And I wonder what Cardi's next phase is gonna be, because if he was dressing up as like a, like a Batman villain in Donda 2.
Yeah. He's in
like,
his Batman Returns Jim Carrey Riddler era.
Yeah.
Next.
Yeah.
He's got like the makeup on, the face paint.
He's like a demon now, I guess. From a vamp to a demon.
Yeah. Harrison was saying it's his clown arc.
Yeah. He would be a great Joker. I would watch a Joker movie.
Cardi Joker. He would be a good villain. He'd fit the role well.
That'd be hilarious.
And like he could, as part of the plot, he would like make music, but he's also like doing like Joker.
He's like a failing SoundCloud rapper, and that inspires him to go to
Joker moment.
Yeah.
In an alternate universe where Magnolia doesn't take off.
Lil Uzi is Harley Quinn.
Iggy Azalea.
Iggy is Harley Quinn.
It's only natural.
I don't know who Batman would be though.
Who's Cardi's like more mortal enemy? I don't know.
He's not at that stage yet of Kanye. I think he'll get there.
Yeah. Alright, should we get into this song?
Yeah, what's next?
Right, let's get into Boys by Brockhampton.
Yeah, oh, I forgot it.
Yeah. Let's go.
Just like Zane, I feel just like Harry. I cop it and I flip it, have it sitting on Pirellis. Me and all my niggas, Southside One Direction.
Tens and tens and tens and tens got lens of mere direction.
Flow to my location. Low key, I'm in Cali, just avoiding my probation. Fuck your jurisdiction. Fuck the federales. Sold out by my father. He gon' feel the karma when I get the commas, nigga. I don't have no fear, nigga, by the ounce. Selling ounces over here, nigga, I don't lie. I just bought a whole grill, arguing with my bitch. My whip sit 26, nigga.
Low key on my heartthrob, and I ain't dropped an album yet. I'm something like a poster. Sitting on your girl's wall, and something about my face. Make her take her clothes off. Y'all say y'all got bitches, but y'all bitches make my dick soft. Why y'all always mad? Cause I'm feeling myself. What the fuck you mean? I can't feel myself. Old girl suburban, but now I'm on the new things. Ego like celebrity, but real like a dope fiend. Tanning out in Hollywood, got chantels on my coattails. From motels to hotels, I'm good. Bitch, I'm good. From hotels to motels, I'm good. Bitch, I'm good. From hotels to motels, I'm good. Bitch, I'm good.
Hella boys sing, hella boys sing, hella boys sing, hella boys sing.
I'm a menace, I give CEOs a business. Marathons I gotta finish. Foreign whip speaking Yiddish. Lately I've been feeling vicious. Why y'all crying like some infants? You don't wanna be a witness, do you better mind fucking business? All these crimes on my dinner. We the only dogs spitting venom. Been some years I tried to tell them, but they wanted me to be the villain. They just wanted me to lose. Ones I love them made me choose. Had to cut the ones I thought I'd take to the top just so I can make a move. Dropped out of college, spoke at the same campus, tell me about limits. Last year I was suicidal.
till the stars try to kill it. Used to avoid, used to being paranoid. Huff them on my boys, pack it up, I shake the world like asteroids. Give me love before you try to give me noise or destroy.
Hella boring, sing, hella boring, sing, hella boring, 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 hella boring, sing, hella boring, sing, hella boring.
They say that they want me, they won't talk about me. They say that they want me, they won't talk about me. They say that they want me, they won't talk about me.
Alright, that was Boys by Brockhampton.
Amir Vaughn in the year 2022.
Yeah. Oh, God. We left him in the past.
He's gone. Isn't Maryland like an anti-vaxxer too?
I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know.
I remember and he was like posting a lot of anti-lockdown, anti-vaxxers.
Really? Early in the- I didn't really keep up with him that much. He posted it. He was on a song that was like an NFT with some other random dude. And then people like leaked it immediately.
As they should.
Deserved it to anyone who gets involved with NFTs.
Sad.
Yeah, honestly.
what's up next?
Up next we have two energetic songs. Mm-hmm. First I have 16 Toes by City Morgue. Mm-hmm. Which is nice. Just like a Zillikami solo song. Then afterwards we have your request on that time, my Playboy Cardi.
Who's Playboy Cardi?
That's a good question. I have no clue.
I mean, this
he's
is
an underground.
Yeah.
you wouldn't know.
Yeah. What's up with this guy? I heard he's a vampire or something.
He's a vampire.
Shit! But yeah, let's get it. Should we do them back to back?
Yeah, back to back.
Yeah, the energy's gonna be nuts. Let's just get into it.
heater. Push that. Push. Tower the Draco, P D R A C O, yeah. Bird Rat Tower the Draco, P D R A C O, yeah. D R A C O, D R A C O, D R A C O, D R A C O. I got a Draco in my book bag, little bitch. Yeah. That motherfucker got a kickback on it. Yeah. That motherfucker got a kickback on it. And I put this on islands, I'ma leave my op in the scenic. Lay the bitch down in the aisle like Pete ain't got no gun. How the fuck these flips? Gonna push up, bitch, little bitch. We gon' push up, bitch, little bitch. Put up. And I'm taking shit. Ain't no reasoning. Ain't no vicious shit. Every day my bright day. So I made a wish. Every day my bright day. So she suck my dick. Right now. What? Right now. Who the shit done? Who the shit done? Bitch, I'm a king, but I'm tryna pay my cut. Push up. Push up. Push up. Yeah. Push up. Push. 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 Red Rat Tower, the Draco, P D R A C O. Yeah. Red Rat Tower, the Draco, P D R A C O. Yeah. D R A C O. D R A C O. D R A C O. D R A C O.
Right on time with the jumbo, bitch. K-U-M-B-O.
That's a classic meme right
that
there.
That is a classic. Very proud of that one.
That one's going down in the history books.
That is getting marked down in there in the annals of... annals of what? I don't know.
Who knows? It's going to be written down somewhere, though.
That's going to be in the Library of Alexandria.
the Tufts Music Library. Right. You know what else is gonna be in the Tufts Music Library?
What else is gonna be in
this something? Next song by Yeet that you requested?
Yo, Yeet's next up. I think he is
were
already
just talking
up.
About Yeet.
Yeah.
Respect.
Dan is an adamant.
I'm a big Yeet guy.
Yeet
did you like his new
Yeet
album?
Proponent.
I haven't even listened to it yet. Actually,
we did listen to one song on your show.
Oh yeah, the
Smooktober.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
It sounded decent through the terrible speaker.
But yeah, no, I think Yeet's inventive, creative. Mm. No one's doing it like him.
He has a very unique voice.
And he's
and flow.
Goofy and silly. And
he does get pretty goofy with it.
Yeah. Everything you could ever want.
He also invented a new language. Mm-hmm. Basically.
Schmunky.
Schmunky.
Schmunkin. It's
little honey bun.
85 honey buns.
Little twizzy. Right around the Tonka.
What a
irreparable irreparable damage.
Which one are which
money,
are
money so big? Yeah,
money so big.
I forget how this one goes. Does it have the bells in it?
I think it's like no. That's Get Busy. This one
this
is
one's
a new
got that bells in it.
TikTok audio I've seen, so it's in my head now.
All right. Well, let's get it. Let's get into it and figure it out. I've definitely heard this before, but like I want to refresh my memory. Let's get into it. Money So Big by Yeet.
My money be buddy, my money talking. No, I don't need you, I really don't want you. My money be talking, my money do dancers.
Yeah, shut up.
I already heard you, I don't wanna answer. You ruin everything, you touch, you a cancer.
Yeah. I'm on that side where we win. No, you not that guy, cause I'm him. Yeah, why about that big body right at the lines at GLA came with your team? I don't wanna hear none of this shit you say. You care about your chitty chin chin. Man, I'm rocking that lady designer, defining suburban, the chinchilla skin.
They tryna copy the wave and I told them they can't even surf away on it. Yeah, they steady be copying my Sunday, some birthday apparent if I'm being honest. Yeah, why you been capping about your whole life? How was you rapping about a whole life? How you stay rapping about these damn drugs you ain't never tried once your whole life, huh?
Yeah, these kids some motherfucking burgers, I'm calling them fat guys. Yeah, the kid fried in that grease ball, yeah, he fried fried. Yeah, I just put up in that Bentley, they been cutting frog eyes. They tryna bite their sweat, but they bitches bite their dicks.
Every time she set me up, there's 160 licks. Whoa. Can't even count the songs I made in a month, there's 160
yeah,
hits.
They say you keep on evolving. How you so steady with whoa. It? They say you have your pocket swollen. You gotta show me this whoa. Shit.
Better tell you how I'm doing this shit. Whoa. I got the devil on my phone, he told me keep doing this
yeah.
shit. Yeah, devil told me how to get rich. Yeah, how many bands? Six. Was in a minivan, couple of big sticks. Bitch better ride me like she on a ripstick. Yeah, they say what's that red on your chest? I told her that's your bitch lipstick.
Yeah.
I put up in a Tonga and a helicopter going nuts. Yeah. I had a 50 band and I turned it to a 100 band. Didn't even need to go sign me a deal for these bullet diamonds, bitch. I'm already up. I got it like 30 to bitches, the better she up in the coupe with me, sucking me up. Yeah, my money been party, my money talking. No, I don't need you, I really don't want you. My money been talking, my money do dancers. Yeah, shut up. I already heard you, I don't wanna answer. You ruin everything you touch, you a cancer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm on that side where we win. No, you not that guy, cause I'm him. Yeah, why about that big body right at the lights? That GLA came on your team. I don't wanna hear none of this shit you say. You care about your chitty chin chin. Man, I'm rocking that latest designer, the finest of fabrics, the chinchilla skin.
They tryna copy the wave and I told them they can't even surf away on it. Yeah, they steady been copying my son and some birthday apparent if I'm being honest. Yeah, why you been capping about your whole life? How was you rapping about a whole life? How you stay rapping about these damn drugs you ain't never tried once your whole life, huh?
Big Twizzy Rich.
Big Twizzy's that Big Twizzy Rich.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
All right. So up next, we have a song that I promised I'd play Harrison.
Oh.
We listened to it the other day. It's a song by the legendary Lil B.
Yes.
This is Gay for Pay. Based.
Gay for Pay.
Based freestyle.
We this is like a deep cut that
we discovered.
We discovered this. We're the only people.
We're putting y'all on right now.
Mm-hmm.
This is a 58 song mixtape.
We
pulled out the best one.
The best one. I've actually been going back and listening to Lil B this past day.
Oh, really?
A Lil B.
Like what?
I listened to I'm God a lot.
Mm.
The Clams Casino produced.
Oh, yeah. I forgot Clams Casino worked a lot with Lil B.
Yeah.
That's so wild.
Because everyone loves Lil B. He's the best. Yeah.
Lil B, my friend.
Thank you, Bizgun.
All right. Let's get into this modern classic.
Okay, feel free style.
Yes, sir.
I can't lie, no little B. Gay for pay. I'm gay for pay. Money makes me happy. I ain't gonna lie. Get away. Gay for pay.
Huh?
Gay for pay.
Damn.
Money makes me happy, I fuck your bitch every day. Gay for pay, gay for pay. Money makes me happy, I'ma smile in your face. Gay for pay, gay for pay. Money makes me happy, I'ma do it my way.
Damn.
I'm a fucker in the face. Got more money, niggas know I don't play. Lil B my friend, yeah, gay for pay. Got so happy when the money is in the way. Got so happy when the money gone away. We built the case, nigga play with me, I'ma show him what it is. I fuck bitch like this, got so much money, nigga know what it is. Fuck this bitch from front to back, nigga know what it is. Hit that bitch like that, nigga, yeah, yeah, yeah. Fuck that bitch from the back, nigga know like that. Get for pay, get for pay. Niggas get happy. You can see it in my face. Gay for pay, gay for pay. Happy when that money in the way. Gay for pay, gay for pay.
Swag.
Got so happy when the money in they face. Gay for pay, gay for pay. Got so happy when the money in they face. Fuck these bitches from the back.
Swag.
More money, more problems, that's like that. Yep, yep, to that bitch, she got a shaker for the rats. Lil B my friend, yep, know that. The bass guy's my buddy, yep, we know that. Big brother, throw 20 and I know ones. 50s and a honey, honey, huns. Stuff that bitch with about a honey bun bun, like talk that. Big money, can you walk that? Walk, walk, walk it out. Then you flex that, do that. Can you do that? Hit that. Is you with that? Flip that. Can you hit that?
Bow, bow.
Damn. Go hit. Can you hit that? Damn.
Bow, bow.
Nigga smiling for the money. I'm happy for the money. You already know. Game
gay for pay. Gay for pay. Yeah, I love the money. You see that smile on my face. Gay for pay. Gay for pay. Yeah, I got happy. I had to make a way. Gay for pay. Gay for pay. Yeah, I love that money. I get happy every day. Gay for pay. Gay for pay. Yeah, I love that money. Smile in my face. You see that smile on my face. You see that motherfucker smile on my face. Big motherfucker money, nigga. Money off the wall, nigga. Bury one of these bitches. You know what I'm saying, nigga? Gay for pay. Gay for pay. That money make me happy. You can see it in my face. Like I said, man, I heard that Lil B I'm Gay mixtape. I'm gay, I'm happy. Smile on my face, man, that money put a smile on my face, you feel me? Like I said, man, nigga getting money, nigga doing what we do. How are you? Yeah, like I said, it's your boy Lil B. I know the bass got pussy.
Wow, Lil B.
Money makes me happy. A lot of people like listen to Lil B ironically.
Yeah.
Because it's like funny and goofy, but like
is kind of funny and goofy.
It is funny and goofy. That's why it's so good. There's no such thing as ironic enjoyment. If it's funny and goofy, then you enjoy it, then it's good. That's how it works.
That is an interesting perspective.
That's how I look at
it. I feel like a lot of people would disagree with that.
A lot of people do disagree with that, but yeah. I mean, I'm right.
So. That's kind of facts. I added this like song to my playlist one time. That had like these like literally like the cartoon sound effects, like the and, like the boing sound effects. Also, just recently, I added this song by this rapper named like High C, and literally has those sound effects.
High C, he's up on Hyperpop Daily.
Yeah, he's one of those underground rappers.
Yeah. What's up next?
Let's see. I kind of moved this song up. Because I added like a lot of songs planned out. We're talking quite a bit, which is fun. But this one's called Crystal Body by Vape Error. It's kind of like a
Vaporwave classic.
Yeah. He made this like Vapor Trap album, and like people remember him for that, but he kind of moved into like more like original electronic music, like drum and bass type stuff, which is pretty fun. So I hope you all enjoy this. I was thinking about getting this album on vinyl, but I've been spending too much money on vinyl. Asset Arcadia. It's pretty sick. So, let's get into it. If you like Machine Girl, you'd probably like this, to an extent.
Wait, is this the Vaporwave album, or the...
No, it's the, more like...
After that.
It's more like...
He was a big Vaporwave guy in the original Vaporwave scene.
No. Yeah, then he, like, moved on to, like, more, like, electronic music, drum and bass type stuff.
Who is this?
Vape Error.
Oh, okay.
He's pretty sick. I like him and, like, his side projects, too. I've been getting into them lately. So, yeah, this is a Crystal Body by Vape Error. Hope you all enjoy. We'll be right back.
Challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up. Until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
Ignore that last PSA. Don't do your seat. Don't buckle your seatbelts.
That's a government conspiracy.
Resist.
Don't tread on me. Don't force me to buckle my seatbelt up. If I don't want to buckle it.
It's my body, my choice. If I want to protect myself with my seatbelt or not. Keeping that seatbelt off just like the vaccine. So bad.
First seatbelts so on the bad. Vaccine.
Yeah.
Then what?
What's next?
Toast for your own license to toast in your own damn toaster.
Exactly.
I was very anti seatbelts when I was a kid. Really? I just didn't like putting it on. So I tried to find like research that backed up my stance.
That's so funny. I mean, as a kid, they were definitely, like, I guess, like, more uncomfortable because they were, like, on your neck and stuff.
Yeah.
Whatever. All right.
What's up next?
Up next, I have planned kind of like a city pop type song. Mm-hmm. It's called Is It True by Yoko Oginome. I don't know if I pronounced that right. But
probably did.
Yeah. I think that was close enough. So this one I discovered because a future funk artist, like, sampled it and kind of flipped it. So I'm going back to the original.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So let's get into it. This is a fun song. Let's go.
Thank you.
All right, so that was Is It True by Yoko Oginome.
That one pretty nice with it.
I know, it was nice.
Pretty funky with it.
It is quite nice. So, yeah. Yeah.
Good track.
Quite a good track. I agree. It's quite a bop. And, I don't know, we only have like 9 minutes left, a little under 9 minutes. I don't know. What should I shift to? Do you want to hear a song with a Seinfeld sample in it?
I would love to hear a Seinfeld sample in it. Absolutely.
This song's kind of goofy with it.
What is it?
It's called Venetian Blinds by Cobalt Road.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going back to Bandcamp for this one.
What's the Seinfeld sample?
You'll hear it. Okay. Hey, let's get into it then. You'll probably recognize the sample too. It's been sampled multiple times. Okay. The original song has been sampled multiple times. So let's get into it. This is Venetian Blind by Cobalt Road.
He's an obscure writer. Beatnik, you know, uh-huh. From the village. What's he written? Venetian Blinds.
Art Vandelay, Vandelay Industries.
I haven't even watched Seinfeld. I just think that's funny.
You need to watch Seinfeld.
I know. Alright, so we're running out of time. We only have a little, like, 5 minutes left. So I think to close it out, just about, I'm going to play something from this little known project by, like, a subgroup of Brockhampton called No Wi-Fi. It's like a shoegaze project that they put out in 2015 when they lost Wi-Fi because of a flood. So I'm just going to nerd out and play this.
Let's hear it.
It's called I'm Only Alive When You Text Me. I think the riff is quite nice. So I'll just close out with this. This has been Andres with Craig and Dan on Andres' Late Night Delights on 91.5 WMFO. In Medford.
Been a pleasure, yeah. As always.
If we have a little bit of time, I'll close out with something else. We'll see.
A shout out my show.
Shout out to the Silica Gel Slop
Silica
Hour.
Gel Slop Hour.
There's been a heavy influence on this show from the Silica Gel Slop Hour.
I'm with the CIA.
It's been a pleasure having you. And yeah, having you guys. All right. So this is I'm Only Alive When You Text Me by No Wi-Fi off of Memorial Day. Let's get into it.
about old